Bill McGuire here from the Better Business Bureau. What you got for us today?
Well, Scott, we've been receiving some phone calls from folks around our area that have received this Dun & Bradstreet phishing email scam. Mm-hmm. So I thought I better talk about that. So the question is, have you received one? And if you have, it'll look real. It'll say that they've received a complaint about your business and that you need to get in touch with them. So they're going to give you some link to click on. And basically what Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corporation are saying is, hey, it looks just like, you know, they're using our logo. Right. And even the contact information is correct. But you got to be careful because, you know, if you click one of those links, you might be downloading some sort of virus or some malware that'll take over your computer. Mm-hmm. Spammers love to target legitimate companies and instill a sense of false urgency for the recipient to get you to do something you're not supposed to do. This has also happened, of course, as you well know, with the BBB, you know. Any legitimate company out there that's national can be used. So consumers need to be aware and businesses be aware of this type of scam. And if you have questions about the Dun & Bradstreet, if it's real, you can contact them. If you call the BBB later today, I'll be happy to give you that phone number. It's toll free. We've had a couple of people call us because they received it. And luckily they did not click on any of the links. So that's the main thing. Don't click on those links. If you do, you're probably going to have an IT guy take a virus off your computer. Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corporation is a BBB accredited business and a national partner. Scott, I got a second little thing that, some of your folks may be interested in. The National Advertising Division, we'll call them NAD, has examined puffery.
Puffery.
Yeah. And BBB experts in advertising review will appreciate this. It's a decision focusing on puffery, which is sometimes really tricky for them to evaluate. You know, is it puffery? Is it not puffery? And so in NAD's decision notes, in part, that a claim that a product is the world's best may constitute puffery, depending on the context in which it appears. If the use of the superlative is vague and fanciful and suggests no objective measure of superiority, then the claim is likely to be puffery. Yeah, some of you may know that means it's blown out of proportion.
Right, exactly. You say world's best, whatever.
Right.
That's puffery.
If, on the other hand, adjectives such as best or greatest are accompanied by specific attributes which are likely to suggest that the product is comparatively better in some recognizable or measurable way, the defense of puffery is unlikely to prevail. Now, this is hot breaking news. I just got this Friday in
Did
my
you?
Email, so
okay.
I just wanted everybody to know about this, you know, so they can start their week off without the puffery or with puffery.
Because, you'd want to file suit against somebody because they said it's the best dishwashing liquid ever.
That's
right
exactly
there.
Right. And if you have questions about puffery, please call 979-260-2222, and we'll be glad to engage you in that.
The discussions of puffery. All right, Bill McGuire here from the Better Business Bureau.